Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is March 6, 2020. And welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined today by Kevin Combs, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to everybody. I know for me, the week's gone rather quick. How about for you?
This has been one crazy week.
Man, I'll tell you, a lot of stuff going on, and we got the WASDE coming out next Tuesday, right? Next Tuesday it is.
Yeah,
and so we'll be talking about some things that might be happening on the supply and demand report for sugar as well as corn next week. But today I thought, Kevin, we would dive in a little bit more into Mexico.
Yeah, well, in March, WASDE is, you know, that last report for determining Mexico's final quota. So it's a great transition to go from WASDE to Mexico.
Yeah.
This year, you know, normally you'd be like, well, how much sugar do we need from Mexico to bring us back up to 13.5%? Piece of cake, slam dunk.
Yep.
That's Mexico's final quota for the year. They're guaranteed 100% of that number now. However, this year there's a little wrinkle. That wrinkle is it doesn't look like Mexico's going to have enough sugar to bring us up to 13.5%. Is right. So, you know, everyone knows we had a bad beet crop here in the United States. Then the cane crop ended up smaller. Well, Mexico's crop just continues to look smaller and smaller and smaller. And we had a lot of conversation at the colloquium about this.
Yes.
I thought it was really interesting on, you know, how to take the USDA looks at Mexico and they say, hey, they need basically 2.5 months supply at the end of the year to transition between crops. And so when they determine how much sugar Mexico has available to export, they don't just look at how much physical sugar is in their stocks and warehouses, et cetera. They make sure because Mexico's production doesn't start until December, really.
And it ends when? So this 2.5 months you're talking about, when is that transition period?
September 30th, just the end of the crop year.
Okay, got it. Right?
So they got to have a couple months. Well, at the colloquium, they were a gentleman from the sugar chamber that was presenting, talked about how if the USDA would allow them to go to basically 2 months, they could come up with an additional 180,000 tons of sugar available to the U.S. market. So that would help us get closer to the values needed. But the concern is when you look at Mexico's production, it was debated quite a bit at the colloquium. And, you know, those arguments were real. How much will Mexico actually produce?
Right.
So the last estimate, they just dropped it down to 5.6 something million metric tons. And that seems to be very optimistic at this point in time.
So where would you probably peg it? I guess that's the big question, right?
Well, that's the big question. And you just don't know how much cane they're going to actually be able to process before the rainy season starts in Mexico.
Yep.
If the rains hit in late May and stop production and they don't allow the harvest to continue with all the mills, then, you know, production number could be 5.2 million metric tons.
Wow.
If the mills are able to harvest all the cane and process it, we might get to 5.45 million metric tons, somewhere in that range. Looking at it, Mexico has proven some years they're able to extend the campaign a couple weeks and they're able to process all the cane and get it out.
Yep.
Some years they don't. It's really, you know, again, hard to predict that weather. But when you just look at the yields, you look at, you know, giving them a couple of weeks to get that acreage out of the ground. I think 5.38 is, you know, my best guess at this moment in time.
Okay.
And when you look at that number, you look at their domestic consumption, you look at their sales to their IMEX re-export program, the pace they're at as far as shipping to the U.S. and our import needs, it really looks like, you know, we're going to need to come up with a couple hundred to 300,000 tons of sugar to offset where Mexico's short, even in a, you know, pretty good case scenario. If it comes into a worst case scenario, obviously that number is going to grow and we'll need to look at additional supplies from somewhere else.
So after April 1st becomes pretty interesting for the USDA to try to figure out what to do, correct?
Correct. So the USDA's got, you know, basically 4 weeks left to monitor this data, take into account what Mexico's going to produce, and then make that determination which way they want to go. And now with news of a fire in Crockett, California, it looks like they may have even a little bit more impetus to do something on the import side on April 1st.
Absolutely. All right. Well, the key things coming up would be next Tuesday, the WASDE. At the end of March, the Planning Intentions Report.
Correct.
Then anything after April 1st, and I think we're having a quarterly market webinar on sometime at the beginning of April as well.
Correct. Yeah, so we're going to have our
quarterly market
update on the first week of April.
Yep.
And I believe it's on Wednesday.
So I would get registered for that for sure.
Well, we got to send out the notice before people can register.
That's true. First things first.
But anyway, it's coming your way soon. So keep an eye out for it.
All right. Anything else on Mexico that we want to talk about before we wrap it up today?
Yeah. You know, I think just overall view of Mexico might help our customers. So when you look at Mexico this year, obviously going to finish out, they're going to have basically no inventory at the end of the year when their new crop goes. So things are very tight. Mexico's market's going to be very, very strong as we transition into the new crop year. It's interesting because when you look at Mexico for 2021, they're getting all kinds of rains right now, which are delaying harvest. That should be beneficial to developing the 2021 crop
and
getting the cane back out of its current dismal state. So if they get a good rainy season, June through October, November next year, I think it's a little bit of optimism that the industry could at least get back to a more normal yield structure. And you look at the last 5 or 6 years, generally Mexico's production's been right around 6 million metric tons.
Okay.
So if they get back to 6 million metric tons, they consume 4.1 million metric tons internally. They have a quota. If all of our crops return back to normal for the U.S. and we get around 9 million short tons crop for the U.S., Mexico's exports to the U.S. would be at best around 1 million metric tons.
Okay. So
they're still going to have a surplus production. You know, they ship about 380,000 tons to IMEX. That would still leave them a stocks building event of like 500,000 tons unless they chose to export to the world market.
Which got it.
We know that's not favorable.
No.
At 14 cents a pound.
So 13s.
13s. Exactly.
This week they've gone down. Yes, they're in the 13s.
Mexico could recover in 1 year for people and get that back. But I think, you know, you need to plan on tight pricing to continue at least through the first quarter of 2021.
Great. Anything else before we wrap it up?
That's it on Mexico, unless you got more questions.
Well, all I'd like to say is that, you know, we have our spring seminar coming up on April 29th. And if you want to register, just go to our website at McKinney-Flavelle.com. And obviously, Kevin, with the coronavirus and what's happening there, we're monitoring the situation closely. And as it develops, we'll let people know. But we're also working on a way to do this virtually. So even if you have travel plans restricted from your company, we are coming up with a way that you can basically stream the event on YouTube. So that's pretty
cool. Looking forward to that. That could be a lot of fun too.
But we'll let everybody know. But if you're interested, go ahead and register at our website. And then also, Kevin, we haven't talked about this in a while, but our IQ platform, we have a lot of subscribers for that. And it provides people with a lot of analysis, charting, and a whole bunch of other really cool things on our IQ platform. So if you're interested in taking a look at that and access to information 24/7, please let us know and give us a call or reach out to us on our website.
Yep. Love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Well, as I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude and live every moment, every second you have with your, enjoy the time with your family and your friends. And until next week, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Flavelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.